Hello, this is Michelle Manafi, conference programmer for the Enterprise Search Summit. As part of our ongoing series of speaker previews, I am pleased to introduce Ramesh Harji, Head of Information Exploitation at Capgemini in the UK. We are pleased that Ramesh will keynote this year's summit at the New York Hilton on May 12th. Ramesh, could you tell us a little bit about what you plan to cover in your keynote entitled Harnessing Information to Deliver Advanced Business Performance?
Thank you, Michelle. Yes. The challenge that we're seeing at the moment, and I'm sure that each of you is seeing this challenge in its own incarnation in your respective organizations, is that despite the billions of dollars that have been invested in information technology over the last several decades, organizations are still failing to realize the potential of their information. And that's a big challenge, and in the current climate, it's become a particularly large challenge for many, many organizations. Why is this? Well, I think there are a couple of reasons. I think the first one has been that we've forgotten what the IT industry was actually set up to do. We've forgotten that actually it's the information that comes first and the technology that comes second. And what we've done in the rush to build technology, to buy packages, to adopt the latest technology, is we've forgotten that actually the value of anything that we do in terms of the information technology industry and solutions comes from the eye, and we've neglected it. And that's one of the key reasons why business executives are saying we're spending an increasing amount of money on information technology. Budgets always seem to be going up, and yet the value that we seem to be realizing as a business from information technology often is seen to be going down. Organizations have forgotten that information is actually the element that gives you the value, certainly to senior business executives who aren't necessarily users of all the systems that are put in. They want some very specific things, and we fail to give it to them. And hence, IT and IT solutions and technologies tend to get a very bad perception from those individuals. We've seen over the course of many years, over the last couple of decades, the use of IT and projects evolve quite significantly, and the maturity evolve. Initially, when we started off, people were implementing technologies without any cognizance of the fact that they had to adjust ways of working and behaviors. So then they started focusing on people, process, and technology. And even then, we're still seeing many organizations who are struggling with the value that's coming through as a result of those projects. And the reason is they've forgotten the information. They're treating information as an afterthought when they actually should be treating it as a forethought. A recent piece of research that Capgemini has conducted concludes that poor information exploitation is suppressing business performance by an average of 29% for the major UK organizations. This represents approximately $100 billion in lost profits per year. The very substantial number, 29% suppression in business performance. Okay, so if you talk to any senior business executives, it's quite interesting that very clearly they'll be able to articulate that they don't think they're using information to actually drive the business forward effectively. And that's our challenge, and that's your challenge. Why should we care? Well, I think there are three major reasons why you should care, and anybody who's involved with any senior project manager or any business executive is going to care. Clearly, the first major reason is the current economic situation. Business executives are looking at all initiatives and costs very, very carefully, and they're aligning everything to try and drive real bottom line improvements. Projects will find it much harder to get funded unless they can demonstrate the value that they can bring to their business. And what I say to projects is think about if you were the finance director of your organization and somebody comes up to you and asks for $1 million or $2 million or $5 million. He's going to think very hard about, do I spend that money or do I put it in the bank because I might need it for a rainy month or a rainy day or a rainy year because I don't know when this current climate is going to get fixed. So unless you can demonstrate the value that you're going to provide your organization for that investment, your project is probably not going to get kicked off. So improving profitability, survival for a project is going to be really important, and it's only going to happen if you can articulate the value that that project is going to bring. And the mechanism for doing that is the value that they can generate from the information that sits within it in terms of profitability. The second thing is the ability to innovate. They'll be looking to gain competitive advantage. Whilst everybody is focused on survival, the best organizations in each sector are also now looking at how they can increase the level of advantage that they have over their peers. And so one of the areas we see a lot of business executives focusing on is competitive advantage. Can we introduce new revenue models? Can we use technology to actually differentiate what we're actually doing? Perhaps using technologies like Mashup, perhaps collaborating, perhaps getting more customer insight in terms of who our customers are and what their needs are so we can actually sell to them better. And that's really about increasing revenue, so increasing the pool of revenue that's available. And the third thing is around helping the business steer the business forward. It's about helping the business understand where it is, the course that it needs to chart, by providing up-to-date, accurate information and insight on business performance. And I believe that those three imperatives are going to be critical for any business executive and any IT executive over the next couple of years. However, easier said than done. And I think there are some fundamental things that organizations will have to pick up. If organizations are going to be successful, they need to take a different approach to the approach that we've been taking over the last two decades. It's clear that the approach hasn't worked as well as it should have done. And there are three tenets to the approach that I'm recommending. The first one is the organization has to operate as information-centric. It has to take an information-centric approach to projects, to initiatives, to business change programs. Because after all, information should be the lifeblood of every organization. It needs to put exploiting information at the heart of the way that the business works. And when I mean putting it at the heart, very much at the heart of the business, not at the heart of technology or IT, the business has got to own the information and really use it to drive the business forward. And that's a lot about culture and capability as much as it is about technology. And the third thing is, if you are an IT practitioner or you are a business project manager, you will have to connect any initiatives that are going on to business outcomes, and clearly to business outcomes. And by business outcomes, I mean benefits that the business can materially realize. Improved profitability, increased revenue, increased visibility on its performance. In conclusion then, those businesses that are able to achieve this transformation will become market leaders. And if they're already market leaders, they'll extend their lead over their peers. It'll also help them weather the current storm better than those that don't. So this needs to be a clear mission-critical goal for every organization.
Thank you very much, Ramesh. The stakes have never been higher, and I feel confident that this keynote is going to infuse organizations with the sort of leadership ideas that they need to effectively deploy enterprise search and other sorts of information investments in their enterprises. To hear Ramesh Harji's keynote, Harnessing Information to Deliver Advanced Business Performance, please join us at the Enterprise Search Summit, May 12th and 13th at the Hilton in New York. For more information, visit EnterpriseSearchSummit.com. We'll see you there.